Citrus Research and Development Foundation Chief Operations Officer Harold Browning reports on a recent trip to Brazil.
I was in Brazil to look at what's going on in the field with some of the research that is similar to that which we're doing here in Florida, but also to see how they're progressing with their very aggressive management system, looking at HLB survival by removing and replacing groves. And then thirdly, really to spend time with the Fundo Citrus organization, which is our sister organization in Brazil, to see where they're investing their time and effort in finding solutions to HLB. In the bigger picture, the Brazilian situation is a little different than ours in that they have pretty consistently been advocating the removal and replacement of trees. And while I was in Brazil, the new inventory came out from the state of São Paulo, and they reported now that the overall incidence of HLB in the state is 18%, up from about 7% the last time they did a formal survey. So in comparing that to Florida, they have far fewer infected trees, and therefore they're very aggressively pursuing managing psyllids, not only in their own groves, but in neighboring groves. And most growers are aggressively scouting, removing trees, and replanting. So one of the differences is you don't see a lot of chronically declining trees in the more aggressively managed groves. You see young trees being replaced as they become infected, and therefore the groves are moving along without clear evidence of HLB accumulating in the blocks.
Browning compares the size of the Brazilian citrus industry to Florida's industry.
It's considerably more, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's close to twice as much acreage. And they're still on more traditional planting designs, so the number of trees per acre or per hectare is less there than it is here in Florida. But overall, consistently, a much larger population of trees that they're working with.
Browning reports on a nutrition experiment.
I did visit a nutrition experiment on a large scale in both Valencia's and Hamlin's that's in its third year of evaluation. And the goal of the trial was to compare a standard nutrition program with various enhancements along the lines of some of the work that's been done here in Florida. And at the end of the third year, they have yet to be able to demonstrate any appreciable differences between the treatments. So if nutrition is complete and meeting the tree's needs, there weren't any differences in yield or fruit quality or fruit size as a result, and these were being conducted in groves that had HLB.
Browning reports on the relationship between his research funding organization and its counterpart in Brazil.
Well, in terms of the relationship with Fundo Citrus and CRDF, these visits help reinforce the fact that we're working in a lot of common areas, and I had a chance to visit with both the leadership and the scientists working with Fundo Citrus, and we've continued to discuss how we can coordinate better, share results, get the scientists working on psyllid control, on various aspects of HLB working together. So I think that's a real important outcome of the visit to Brazil.